In a nutshell, what is Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins doing with TNA Wrestling?
Basically sit in on scripting meetings and production meetings every week to say, okay, this is our talent pool. What can we do to get these specific fans that you're mentioning to tune in and stay tuned in to our product? So it's along the lines of coming up with the storyline, as long as, you know, there's no sparkly vampires, or even at this point that might help TNA. Anything just to get eyes on the set so that the wrestlers can show off what they can do, and TNA has a fantastic roster of wrestlers.
What about a prediction? Do you think Billy Corgan will be the man they're looking for? Will he make change in the wrestling world?
Probably not. TNA has been a sinking ship for a long-ass time, and right now we're faced with another very real issue that happened in late 90s. There's just too much wrestling on TV right now. You've got a lot of WWE, between 5 and 8 hours a week, depending where you are, and even if you don't have the network. You've got Ring of Honor on the weekends. You've got local programming. You've got Lucha Underground, especially starting to make its appearance up here, and House of Hardcore is about to appear on Fight Network as well.
Okay.
But with Lucha Underground right now, nobody else is a winner, because Lucha is the best thing for wrestling fans, period. And I'm not being paid to say that.
It's fair to say at this point that non-wrestling fans are completely lost. Jimmy the Freak, it's the reason we got him. He knows his wrestling stuff. That is what he does. In order to bring it back around to music, though, I did ask him, what is your favorite Smashing Pumpkins song?
Oh, God. I'm not the person to ask on that one, man. I'm someone who almost begrudgingly disliked them. It's to the point where it's like, you know, my favorite Smashing Pumpkins moment? Simpsons. That's pretty much it.
Hey, Cannonball. I like your statement. When life takes a cheap shot at you, you stay on your ground. Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins.
Homie Simpson, smiling politely. You know, my kids think you're the greatest. And thanks to your gloomy music, they finally stopped dreaming of a future I can't possibly provide.
Well, we try to make a difference.